Welcome to Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, where the discussion will be about issues that affect people on a daily basis. Life's Issues is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Lloyd Rosen.
Happy Thursday and welcome to another edition of Life's Issues, where we will be discussing a number of topics with our one guest this week, and we'll get to her in just a few minutes. If you'd like to join us on the show, if a question popped up in your mind and you want to ask it, you can do that by dialing in at 347-989-1363. Press the number 1 on your phone. That'll put you into the queue for our producer to get your question and get you on the air so we can get your questions answered. If you are a social person and like Facebook, you can go to Tough Talk Radio Network or Lloyd S. Rosen and check us out at either one of those places. You can go to my email, which is Bowler, this is B as in boy, O-W-L-E-R 900 at sbcglobal.net. That will get you to ask me a question off the air if you'd like. I will get you the answer as fast as I possibly can. You can go to Life's Issues with LloydRosen.com. You can check out all of the information about that show there. You can click on the How to Be a Guest link on that site, and you can definitely register to be a guest on our show if you have a book, a topic, or anything that you'd like to discuss on the air and promote. We'd be more than happy to get your registration form and talk to you about being a guest. You can also go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com. to learn all about the other shows and hosts that we have, and maybe listen to a number of other shows that you may want to listen to. You can also download my show on iTunes and listen to it as many times as you'd like. Maybe you want to listen to it at your own leisure. Come up with questions. Get back to me via bowler900 at sbcglobal.net, and you will be more than I will be more than happy to get you the answers to your questions anytime. This week, we are going to be discussing a lot of different topics with our guests, but I'd like to bring up a topic that pertains to me personally. I know over the last number of weeks, I've been discussing my book that is coming out, and that will be definitely coming out in the next couple of weeks. I will be doing book signings. I will be doing, hopefully, speaking engagements, but along with that, as I've talked to you in the past, I've also I'm working on starting a nonprofit foundation. Unfortunately, the paperwork takes quite a long time to get started with the government, so that's going to be in the works for a little while. But also, I'm going to start some workshops, and those workshops are going to be discussing the symptoms and issues of depression and suicide. So keep your eye out for that. I will be promoting it here on the radio and be promoting it on my Facebook page. And also, I'm on LinkedIn if you want to catch up with me there. Like I said, so definitely, or LloydRosen.com, that you can look for me at that location for more information on the projects that I'm working on, because I want to become a full-rounded person who talks about these issues. I mean, depression, suicide, bullying, and a number of other things that, as I have talked about in the past with my girlfriend, she's been into domestic violence, so I want to tack that on as a possibility of doing some shows, workshops with that topic in mind. So keep your eyes and your ears open, and we will be dealing with those in the future. I will be right back after these messages with my first guest.
Are you feeling burnt out or lost on where to go or what to do next when it comes to your business? If you feel like you own a job instead of a business, or if your business is running you instead of you running it, we can help. The Thrive Business Center was created to educate and support small business owners. With a strategic approach and a proven method, we'll help you identify what is working well in your business and what is not. Then, together, we can establish an action plan with an implementation process so that your business can get back to thriving. For more information, go to thrivebusinesscenter.com. thrivebusinesscenter.com.
Live It Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Are you one of those people who deal with issues that life throws at you on a daily basis? Then you need to tune into Life's Issues to hear Lloyd Rosen get the answers to those nagging problems. Begin to turn your life into that positive journey you've always wanted. You've always had the ability. Now get the information to complete the journey. Tune in every Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to hear Lloyd ask the questions that get the answers you are looking for. Lloyd wants to help those that are dealing with life's issues. Check out Lloyd's blog at LloydRosen.com for more information about daily problems.
Welcome back to Life's Issues on this Thursday afternoon. My first guest and only guest today, so we'll have a lot of time to get into a lot of different subjects with my guest. She has, for the last 27 years, been a multimedia artist. She is a psychotherapist and a college professor. She facilitates workshops for adults and children in which writing, painting, collage, digital art, toning, puppetry, soft sculpture, whole brain learning, musical free improvisation, and dream work facilitate healing and transformation in people as well as adults as well as children, I should say. She, like I said, she's an author on Amazon Kindle. She has two children's books being coming out, Crow's Talk, a children's book with genius birds, and Medallia Magic, an interactive book for children and their parents. She's been self-employed since 2012. She has worked at the University of Oregon. She is a mentor for women from the Wise Woman University, which we'll get more into. She is an artist in residence. Without further ado, we'll get, like I said, into all of this stuff. Let me bring in Sarah Deutsch. Sarah, how are you today?
Yes, thank you. I'm very good. And thank you for that introduction. Yes, I have done many things, but the umbrella over it all is creativity as a healing force. And I have been working with this myself since I was a child who was very alone. I won't say lonely, but I was alone. And I also was so creative. I was absorbed in discovering the incredible creativity of this world. What else can I tell you from the beginning? I had my own issues with depression, and I found that working with my own creativity was a way to heal that. And basically, I developed my approach. One of the key elements is called the 5-minute muse. And this is something that has been incredibly effective in my hundreds and hundreds of students, because most people don't take the time to open up and tune in to their infinite creativity. They're too busy, they're distracted. So this technique involves getting a little timer, setting it for 5 minutes, and every day playing without trying to be very goal-directed, just opening up, listening to what's going on inside, and playing, whether it's through writing, whether it's through paint, whether it's through, there are infinite possibilities, but the key is to make a time. Some people do it in the morning. I'm a morning person. I get up at 4, and I like to do my creative play then. But you pick a time when it works for you, and if you can do it every day, you will be amazed at what comes through you. So that's a quick introduction, I think, to the focus of my work.
Okay, let me ask you this. You said that you have found this since you've been a child. Was this something that you just found, or was this something that somebody introduced you to?
Well, I didn't actually start doing it until much later. As a child, I was constantly playing and exploring with many different materials. My family, they helped me because they provided me with all kinds of materials. I had boxes full of collage things that I took from magazines. I had boxes full of colors and paints and chalks. And so I sometimes just played outside and created within nature. Yeah, I did that all as a child. It was later in my life that I think it might have even started in college when I started using the timer and doing a quick, you could call it a meditation or you could call it just emptying your mind and listening to what was going on, not listening to the radio or telephone calls or news reports, turning everything off and just listening to what was coming through from me. So I think that developed much later, but the play started as a child. Yes.
So I've read the book Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, which tells you the difference between men and women, and I understand in the book they talk about men needing their space and going into their man cave and leaving them alone until they come out of their cave and stuff like that. So explain to me, what is a creative sanctuary and why is it necessary?
Yes, well, this continues what I was talking about. It's necessary because we're living in a time, I'm sure we all realize this, where there is too much information constantly interrupting our energies and coming through and the traffic and the noise. So we need to create a space of pure silence and stillness, because otherwise we can't hear what's coming from our deep self. So I learned this when I was in an order. I took actually life vows in a contemplative order. It was a mystic kind of order. And when we would go out and work in very difficult places, we would work in prisons and nursing homes. And I had a lot of education, so I was kind of resentful that I had to go into these really depressing places. But what I learned was that after this hard day of absorbing all this, trying not to absorb all the negativity, I would come home, take my shoes off, and I would go into the chapel, which was perfectly still and quiet, and I would let go of it all. I would just offer it up. All the pain that I had seen, everything that I had gone through that day, and some of it was really, really difficult, I would let it go. I would offer it up to be changed and transformed and used somehow by the universe. And what a relief that was. And that was my experience with the sanctuary. So now what I teach is that we can all have a 5-minute sanctuary. You see, there's no excuse when it only takes 5 minutes. See? We just have to get into a place where this is important to us. And every day, the only commitment is to make the space. And there are something like 2,000 5-minute periods in your day. So surely one of them belongs to you, to your discovery, to your play, to your opening up to more dimensions than you thought were available to you. So that's about I think that's enough. You get the idea. That's the creative sanctuary.
I think it's very necessary for all of us to have that creative sanctuary. Unfortunately, too many of us, our schedules are such, even though, like you said, and I agree with you 110%, you can find 5 minutes in your busy schedule to do this, but a lot of people will tell you, oh, I don't have the time for that, because they do not want to take the time to spend the time within themselves. They're too enthralled with our society and the information and work and everything else to take that time. And I have taken that time, maybe not in the same exact way you're mentioning, but I have taken that time, and it is time well spent, time well needed, and you'd be amazed at what you feel and what you discover within yourself when you do that. So I have to agree 110% with Sarah that if you can't find the 5 minutes in your life, you definitely are missing out on something very useful in your life. And in today's society, it's definitely needed.
Right. I wanted to read a little poem that is right. It's a very short little poem that one of my students wrote about this distractibility we have. It's called Because, and it goes like this. Because I wanted to write, I brushed the dog's teeth. Because I wanted to write, I wrote to my mother-in-law, cut the grass, walked to town for a takeout salad, watered the plants, brushed my hair, mopped the floor, and took out the trash. Because I wanted to write, I reread a letter from a friend on how to get an agent. Because I needed to write, I took out my clarinet and tried to remember what I'd learned 30 years ago. Because I have to write, I cleaned off my work table, paid some bills, balanced a checkbook, and stared at my to-do list. Because I must write, I called a friend. She was waxing her floors, even washing her windows, because she wanted to write. That's from Jan Petrie from the College of Marin a long time ago, but it really rings a bell. And I think when people are ready, and sometimes when illness happens, then some of my clients and friends have found that they could more easily make a short time every day to commit to this opening process.
Let me ask this. You talk about in your books the whole brain tools that are offered in your books, in your classes, in your coaching sessions. What happens when you send your inner critic on a vacation?
Okay. Yeah, the 5 minutes, everything is related. The 5 minutes, the 5 minute muse, the setting the time every day is related to this, because the thing that stops most of us is this 5 minute, is the critic. We have an inner critic. And when we start doing something, especially doing something that seems like it's going to lose our control that we think we have, this critic begins to say, no, you know that's stupid. That doesn't work. You can't write. What are you doing? That's dumb. And the critic comes up sometimes just at the very beginning and turns people off. So to send the critic on vacation, and the critic is a very linear part of us, of our mind, and it can't function when you are doing things very quickly. So one of the things we do to send the critic on vacation is, again, set the timer and promise yourself you're going to keep writing. You could also do this with art techniques, too. I have another book which I'll talk about later, which is more visual. But you set the timer, and no matter what you write, even if you don't know what to say, I don't know what to say, and my toe hurts, and this is dumb, and I have to keep going, and you keep going, and something will start coming through you if you do this. Something will start, and this is called sending the critic on vacation. And to do that, set the timer and also write as fast as you can without stopping, so the critic cannot interrupt you when you're writing very, very fast. And save everything you do. There is no judgment. This is just fun. This is an experiment. This is nothing to be judged. But keep all your five-minute writings, and you will be amazed at what begins to come through you. I've had students in my class who never wrote before, and in 1 week of just the commitment every day for 5 minutes, one woman started sounding like James Joyce, if you know who that is. It's a very, very famous, amazing writer. This kind of technique has been used in artistic circles. Beat writers and people have been discovering this for many years, but I have been using it especially for healing, because when you write as fast as you can without judging or criticizing or stopping yourself, you will begin to hear different voices. Now, I don't mean psychotic voices. I mean just different parts of yourself. We all have, let's say, we all have a wounded child inside because we're living in a world that is not perfect. And sometimes this little child voice comes in and says, I can't do this. How you need help? And then there's a magical child inside of us that can write poetry that we never even knew we could write. And there's a sage, a very wise being within each of us that comes through when we really are honest and express our needs or our fear, and it comes through and will give us wonderful, true answers. So that's another, that's one of the things that happen if you create this relationship, even with 5 minutes every day.
And I'm just trying to, you're saying you can do this with writing, you can do this with art, you can do this with photography too, if you just get outside for 5 minutes and just start taking pictures and not,
yes,
and use your creative balance that way. But
yes, you can do it with music. I had, when I was in this order that I mentioned, there was a brother who didn't know how to play the piano. And there we really didn't have much time. Every single, almost every 5 minutes was completely ordered and structured. But he found 5 minutes every day, and we all could hear him. And he started out with this random sound, just random notes put together. And the next day something started happening. And every day, just for 5 minutes at a time, it began developing. Till the end, he had this wonderful piece of music. It was like a sonata, and it came right through him. You see, that's the exciting thing. And yes, thank you. We can do this with anything. We could do this with photography. We could do this whatever your creative interest is. But the key is the commitment. You can't just do it a day or two and then stop. It's about committing to yourself and to your discovery of your infinite possibilities. There's someone named Tony Buzan. I have, by the way, a really good reading list. If anyone can get in touch with me, I would be happy to send them that. But Buzan talked about how our brains are wired for an infinite mind. We can make more patterns with our brains, more ways of doing things and feeling and thinking and seeing and knowing and being and all of the things. We can make more patterns with our brain than all of the atoms in the entire universe. Think about that for a minute. Your brain has the universe within it, has infinity within it. But if you stay on the surface, trapped in the slice of your life in the 3D world, you will not discover that. So make the time, a very short time, and make the commitment to yourself with a big S.
Let me ask this, because you're putting a lot of influence on 5 minutes. Let's say you sit down and you start writing, and the writing starts, you know, you're writing as fast as you can, and all of a sudden something comes out of your mind and you want to write for 10 minutes, or you want to write for 15 minutes, or you want to write for 20 minutes. Is there something that says in it that you have to stop at 5 minutes, or can you go on?
No, what I see, I have students who say, I want to write for 5 hours. And I say, I want to write for 5 hours every day. And I say, have you ever written for 5 minutes every day? And they say, oh, no, I can't do that. I've had, when I assigned this, I've had classes of 60 people. This was at the College of Marin many years ago. And I assigned everybody to do the 5 minute writing. And guess how many could actually even do it for a week? Out of 60 people, how many could commit themselves to doing that? What would you guess?
Maybe 2 or 3.
You're right. 5, something like 5 in a good class. So I know, again, but that was many years ago. And I think what's happening now, I have faith that we're changing now, and we're becoming, again, we've been very young, very male, linear. I'm not saying all men are like this, but it's a Jungian influence we've had for hundreds and hundreds of years. And I hope and pray that it's shifting to a balance where the feminine side of all of us, men and women, the receptive side, can start coming through. And I'm feeling that it is happening now. And I think that men who have been through so much, trying to be so controlled and powerful, will start feeling the softness coming through and knowing that there is another side to them and another side to our life. And it can be really so much more fun and enjoyable.
Unfortunately, society has become so enthralled with work, 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 family, family, taking kids to soccer games, that taking the time to sit down to find the time to do this has kind of, I think, slipped. Like you said, there's only 5 people in your class. It's kind of slipped by the wayside, and unfortunately, we have to find a way to bring it back into the fold of our lives. Totally. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. And again, once you can do 5 minutes a day, you can expand. But don't try to do – see, the problem is that people they create a goal, and they can't satisfy it. It's too big for the beginning. See, in the beginning, again, it's so important not to let go of the critic and the critical part of life and creating, you know, and goal direction. It's so important. We have to let go for a while to just taste what it's like. Again, the free-flow writing is about just finding out what will happen. When you do, in my other book, the one that I'm kind of emphasizing today is called Telling Your Story. And let's see, where did I do it? The full title is, where did I put it? Here it is. Telling Your Story with the 5-Minute Muse. Your life in short stories, poems, or a novel. And I've had people who've actually written novels starting with their life experience. So I'm emphasizing that one, and it's going to be on sale. I'm doing a promotion, and it's only 99 cents. So I hope that they can find the link for that, because for 5 days, you can have this wonderful book, which is the essence of something like 27 years of college teaching in a very inspiring and life-changing class, and the book has many layers, and it even has my art inside. So I want to emphasize that. But there's another book for more visual people or people who have never been visual and would like to discover their visual art. Again, everybody has these possibilities, but some of us haven't developed them. So the other book is about, it's called, I'll just say the title, and you can find these very easily just by putting my name online, and I mean putting my name in the search, and you will come up with these books. but it's called Creative Meditations with Your 5-Minute Muse, exploring ink blots, energy prints, collage, and digital painting. So this is another approach, and again, there are very quick little 5-minute experiments that you can do, and they develop and evolve as you do them. And again, you could do these with many other things, including photography. Now I've forgotten the question that you asked, but I did want to mention these things. Yeah. Did I miss the question that you asked me?
No. You're fine.
Okay.
You're fine. Let me, since you were talking about your books and talking about your different things that you are doing, why don't you at this time go ahead and give my listeners information as to where they can reach you, where they can find you online, where they can find your books, and then
yeah.
We'll continue the interview.
Yes. Do you want now or after?
Right now? Right now
okay.
Is fine. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I am in the middle of creating a page, a web page with all of this. I have so much you can see. It's hard to put it all together. But I'll tell you that you can reach me very easily. For if you want to look at my books and especially to click on the Telling Your Story book, which is only 99 cents for starting today for 5 days, All you have to do, I can give you the number. I hate to do this over the telephone. Maybe if you could put it on your website, that would be great. But it is, all you have to do really is say, Telling Your Story, Sarah Deutsch, and it will come up. There is a link that goes HTTP, you know, the www.amazon.com, and the DP, it's too hard to say this over the phone, but all you have to do is say Sarah, without an H, Deutsch, D-E-U-T-S-C-H, like Deutschland, German, it means in German. If you just put Sarah Deutsch books, it will come. And you can see the whole selection. I have 10 books up there. If you wanted to see my art, and it is pretty exciting, I have to say, you would just say Sarah Deutsch Art, and it would come up. I have like pages of all the stuff that I need to put together on a web page, and I'm working on it. I mean, on my own website. So if anything that you hear me talk about today, you can find very easily, and you could probably at this point, you could write me if you want a book list or some of the things I've mentioned. You could, the best place to actually talk to me, I have an art website called Art Wanted. Sarah Deutsch. If you just put Sarah Deutsch Art, it will come up, and you can actually talk to me there, or you can get in touch with me with Facebook and just write Sarah, without an H, Deutsch, D-E-U-T-S-C-H, and you'll find my Facebook page, and there you can ask me anything you want. Okay, I will be better later on. I will get my webpage, you can see I have trouble even saying it. I will do my page and have it ready next time I do one of these things, okay?
Sounds great to me. You talk about having a blind date with your infinite unknown self. What's that all about? How do you have a blind date with yourself?
Well, it's kind of like what I was talking about. Again, this is all connected, all related to each other. Free flow writing is a blind date because you sit down, you get a piece, all you have to do, and I do this by the computer. I just type as fast as I can. Sometimes I even close my eyes and type as fast as I can, not even knowing what I'm going to say. This is called free flow writing, and I do it. This is a blind date with the unknown, with all of this. We spoke about how you can make more connections. You have more possibilities than all of the atoms in the entire universe. So you don't have to know what you're going to write about. You sit down, set a timer for 5 minutes, and start typing or writing by hand, or you could start dabbing ink or doing whatever other technique you want to use, and something will come through that you have not planned, that you have not contrived. Something comes through you, and the more you do this, the more spontaneous and remarkable it is. The first day I did this in my class, again, this is one of my wonderful classes at the College of Marin many years ago, I had an engineer in the sitting there in the class, and I told everybody that we were going to have a blind date with our unknown self, and that they would have to write as fast as they can, although it had to be legible, for 5 minutes without stopping, no matter what. And at the end of this 5 minutes, this engineer, who was an elderly man, he must have been 75 or so, he stood up and he said, "Oh my God, what is this?" And he read a 3-page poem he had written in this frenzy of creativity, and it was about creation. It was about the purpose of life. It was about everything he had never even thought about or tried to write about, but it came through him, and he was amazed. He had never written a poem. Somehow, he had been in one room in the mansion of his mind, of his infinite mind. He had been staying and living in just one room for most of his life. And then all of a sudden, he was almost frightened that so much stuff could come through him, and it was so important and meaningful. So this is an example of having a blind date. And if it doesn't happen immediately, just do it every day. Try it for a week. So this is what I want to leave you with, okay?
It sounds to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sarah, that creativity is on the same plane as, say, dating. If you're trying to find somebody to date, you'll never find them. The minute you stop looking is when that person comes into your life. And the same thing with creation. Creativity, if you sit down to try and create something, there's less chance of you creating it than if it just automatically comes to you in the spur of the moment and you sit down at that minute and take the 5 minutes to take and create that.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
And again, the more you do it, again, what you're doing on paper, what you're doing in these experiments, yes, you're doing them on paper, you're doing them on the computer, but at the same time, you're actually doing them in your brain. You're connecting all these patterns that haven't been connected maybe for years. You're connecting, the synapses are firing as you do this on the paper, and you're opening up all these new possibilities in your life. It's not just about your writing or your art. It's about opening up to all these possibilities and letting, as you said, not trying to control things and force them to happen, but just to enjoy the openness. Think about it in our dreams. Think of what we do without even trying. We can create whole realities in our dreams. We can create characters. We can create environments. We can create plot lines. All of these things happen without our trying. So that is what we need to do, is open more to that and let go. There was a say, how did it go? Let go and let God. So whatever you would like to use, you could say let go, let God. You could say let go, let the universe, let life come through me.
And I know in my belief system, and it sounds like in your belief system, everything that we do from a creative perspective, I would say comes from the other side, comes from the universe, comes from God, and we just have to grasp it and run with it because it makes us that much of a better human being.
Right, yes. And I really believe that that great self, yes, it, but ultimately, I, again, this is just my belief, I believe that we are one with that infinite being. We are one with the infinite creativity. We just have forgotten that. We've forgotten who we really are, and we get trapped in these little surface issues. So there's something else I just want to mention that people, if they're interested, can look into. There, Jung and recently a woman named Carol Pearson have written about heroic myths. This is related to life issues because these are basic human patterns that we all move through, and sometimes we get trapped in them. I'll mention a few of them, but if you want, you can look this up and actually find a little test online that you can do to find out which is your dominant path right now. Each one of these, we all experience versions and little parts of each of these things, but some of us live a lifetime almost in one of these. Let me mention them. First of all, there's the orphan. That's a basic human pattern that sometimes we pass through. Sometimes we get stuck in it. I'll tell a little bit more if we have time later. There's another one called the wanderer, and this is how I've spent most of my life. I've been a real wanderer, learning from traveling and not ever wanting to stay in one place. There's another basic human pattern is the sage, the wise person. We all have that in us somewhere. There's another one called the fool. The caregiver is very predominant, mostly. A lot of women can even get stuck being the caregiver. And then when their children are grown and their nest is empty, they don't know what to do with themselves. And if they're successful, they move to another path, like the warrior, and they go out and start working for the environment to keep people from destroying the environment. And there are many other okay, so it's important to know what your focus is right now in your life. Let's see, I have a little bit more information here. The caregiver sacrifices and does what others ask. The caregiver seeks stability and control. The wanderer seeks autonomy and vocation, explores the world to find a real family and home. The magician seeks to know how the universe works, seeks transformation through risk and mastery. So if you're interested in this and you want to apply this to your own life, look up online, search for archetypes and life issues or Jung and heroic myths. That's a good one. And you'll probably find a lot of information, including the test you can take.
I'm just sitting here thinking about what you just said. Long-term benefits of creative meditation.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Long-term benefits. First of all, what I've been saying all along is that we learn and explore so much more of who we are with a capital W, the big who. So it deepens your relationship with yourself. Again, you know that you're not just this tiny little 3D cartoon creature trying to survive in a 3D world. You know that this is an amazing adventure. This is, how do they say it? They said, you are not a human seeking your spirit. You're a spirit experiencing human life. You're really the big one. So that's what you will be learning. You return to a childlike wonder and playful creativity when you play with the creative meditations. You let go of goals, at least temporarily. You don't have to be perfect. Yes, I think I probably said it all. But I'll read a little poem I wrote about, it's just very short. Return to the Eden we once knew before tasting the apple of judgment, where there is no good or bad, just discovery and delight.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm amazed, actually. I'm sitting here in awe because how much your creativity can affect your life. In terms of the long-term benefits of creative meditations, how do they create breakthroughs in your personal as well as your professional life? And that's what I'm more interested in, is your professional life. How can this help improve your professional life?
Yeah, well, again, everything is related. And when you do something as simple as change, for example, I work with toning, which is using your voice without knowing what you're doing. Here again, there's no plan. You're not doing music. You're not doing do, re, mi. You're just taking a few minutes to make whatever sounds, long sounds that come through you. And if you do this for 5 minutes a day, it changes your brain. It changes your brain waves. And as you do unknown things that you've never done with your voice, this translates into your life. Another quick example is that somebody did these drawings every day. Another technique is called free flow drawing, where you take out a piece of paper, you take the pen in your non-preferred hand, and that means if you're right-handed, you take the pen in your left hand. And every day, this only takes 30 seconds, and this is a great journal technique. Every day you close your eyes and you draw exactly how you feel, like it's a seismograph needle, like the earth. That shows what's going on in the earth. This shows what's going on in your body and your mind and your whatever, all different parts of you. And you do it every day. This woman did it every day for a month, and her drawings all looked pretty much exactly alike. And then one day, something came through, and her drawing was entirely different. And that day, her entire life changed. She got a new job. It's all related. You don't have to do something separate for your professional life. As you open, as you experience so much more of who you really are, that comes through. It comes through in your confidence. It comes through in your openness to innovate and do new things. As you've done these new things inside yourself, it translates right into the world. So I hope that answers that question.
It does. It does, because everybody, I think, needs to have something that helps them in life, whether it be creative sanctuaries or whatever, meditation, spending 20 minutes. I mean, I understand where you're coming from as far as your five-minute news series is concerned, but whatever it is, everybody, you, me, everybody needs something to help them get through life, especially in today's daily issues with what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in West Africa. Everything. You just need to have some escape and let that stress kind of leave your body.
Yeah, just get above it so you can see it. You can, you're not, it's sad. You know that, but you know that there's something beyond that, that this experience has a purpose, and we can also just go above and see a bigger perspective of what's going on. And that is very, even in our personal life, if we're going through something very painful and difficult, one of the ways I have worked with this, I've been having a lot of issues because I'm in a very expensive place, and I had to move, and I couldn't find a place to live. And I'd go through these horrible crises at night, wondering how I was going to survive. And I'd let myself really feel it, not try to deny it. And then I'd do writing about it. And somehow the answers would come through me. And now I'm in the most elegant, most wonderful place you can imagine. It's a very magical thing. But it's because I faced what was going on with me. I wrote about it. I went through it. I asked for help. I have this wonderful communication with my, whatever you want to call it, my inner self, my big self. That's why I'm such a strong advocate, because I do it and it works.
Have you tried other ways, or have you stuck with this for the 27 years or so that you have been teaching it?
Well, there are many other ways within it, you know, there are many other ways, but this is my principle. Creativity as a healing force, you know, I do so many different things, but they're all related to this wonderful communication with the more than who I thought I was. I think that's what's important. It doesn't even matter how you do it, but it's about getting out of being trapped in a tiny slice of your life and not just knowing more, but experiencing more of who you are and what, excuse me, in whatever way you can do that, that is what's important, of really know thyself.
And I have to put my two cents in at this point and say that you are absolutely 110% correct. It doesn't make a difference what you use, how you use it, as long as you use it to better yourself and to make yourself better from the inside out.
Right, right.
Yeah. Let me have you, Sarah, give our listeners who came in late a way to reach you and find your information, because I think everybody definitely should use something, like I said earlier, and if it's Creative Sanctuary, then or the 5-Minute Muse, then they should do that. So go ahead.
So what, you want me to give contact information? Is that it?
Please. Yes, please.
Yeah, well, as I said, I'm in the middle of making a web page, but if anyone who wants to get in touch with me, and I'd really appreciate it if you would, and I can send you a book list. By the way, I do want to remind you that this book, that it's on sale. I'll mention it again. I was in the middle of that. Wait, I'm telling too many things at once. Let me calm down. Okay. You can reach me just by saying Sarah Deutsch, SaraDeutsch, like Sprechen Sie Deutsch, and you can put in Amazon Books, and they will all come up. You could put in art, and if you put in art, you will reach my Art Wanted web. I have a huge portfolio of over 1,000 paintings, and you could also send me your message there, or you could send me your message in Facebook, Sarah Deutsch Facebook, and make sure it's me with the art. I have all kinds. I have a picture with me and a flower. I have all kinds of things, so you'll be able to know you have the right one. So yes, it's a little tricky to reach me, but if you just use my name and whatever you may be looking for, and I would be happy to help anyone. I am a creativity consultant, and I can help you write your book. But if you are interested in writing, especially if you know you want to write but you can't start, get my 99-cent promotion book. It's called, I'll mention it again, it's called Telling Your Story. And if you want the whole one, it's a long title, but I think Telling Your Story, Sarah Deutsch, Amazon, you will get it. Click on it, and it will be 27 years of very inspiring classes you will get for 99 cents. It will really get you writing. It will show you how not only to generate ideas and get in touch with your memory, use your whole brain. It will show you how to organize your material in a very organic way so that everything is so easy and it just flows. So I think I've said as much as I can say right now.
Okay, Sarah, that's great. I would like to say thank you for coming on and spending the hour with us, teaching us about the 5-minute muse as well as creative sanctuary and creative meditations. And hopefully we will speak again about this topic or any other topic that you'd like to.
Thank you. And if you could put up my links on your webpage, that would be great.
We'll do that. I will have my producer do that.
Thank you. I enjoyed this very much.
Okay, Sarah, you take care. Have a great weekend and
Bye.
A great week.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Sarah Deutsch. She is an author. She is a psychotherapist. She is the creator of 5-Minute Muse series of books that teach creative sanctuary and how to learn more about yourself by writing and doing other arts, painting, writing, photography, whatever you want to do in a 5-minute block during your day. We had her on for the full hour today, and I would just like to again reiterate that I'm going to be starting to put together workshops for bullying, depression, suicide, and any other things that come to mind. So if you are out there and you think that you'd like to have a workshop that I could do for you, please don't hesitate to get a hold of me at bowler900@sbcglobal.net. Go to lloydrosen.com or even lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com. Get in touch with me, and I will definitely be more than happy to talk to you and promote the workshop that you want to have, and we'll get together and help as many people as we can get through something that is bothering them in their life. As I say every week, that you are only one person in this world of 3 or 4 billion people, but you may be the world to that one person you're talking to, as Sarah might have been that one person talking to that one person out there in the audience with issues, and maybe the creative sanctuary will help them, and the 5-Minute Muse series of books that she told us how to get will help them as well. So until next time, you have a great weekend, a great week. We will see you all next Thursday with more information on life's issues that can change your life. Until then, take care. God bless.